Have a good day.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah.
At one register, a customer was buying lottery tickets. At the other, a customer was buying a soft drink. It was an afternoon of steady business inside Mario's, but just a few feet away, magazine racks were already removed from the walls where they were mounted for years. And in addition to thank yous, Brenda Mansour was wishing goodbyes.
We made it a home for people. It wasn't more of a business. It was more of a home. But yeah, 31 years since 1986 up until 2017, we've been great. It's been a great journey for us.
Brenda's family operated this store since 1986, the year her father, Fouad Mansour, and his brothers, who were recent immigrants from Lebanon, acquired it from the family which had owned it since Cecilio Di Gregorio opened it in the 1930s. The store offered tobacco, penny candies, magazines, greeting cards, inexpensive toys and games and other items, and the Mansour family mostly left it the same. Some of the antique drawers, humidors, and cases were still there. But Brenda Mansour says the time simply came for her father to sell and move on.
There was never a point where we could do family vacation. It was never. It was always that one person that always had to stay back, kind of interact with our business. Morning to night, from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., it was honestly hectic.
It's bittersweet for both the owners and the customers. The Mansours considered their customers family, and the feeling for many of them was mutual. Among them, local resident and loyal customer Tammy Lauer.
Good family. You come in here, everybody knows each other. Come in, play your daily numbers. They know what your numbers are because you come here all the time. It's good. We're going to miss them all.
I'm going to miss you.
I know. I'm going to miss you, too. We'll be missed.
New owners will soon move in, and after renovations, Mansour says the store will be renamed Super Mario's, a play on the famous video game character. Lauer and other customers say they'll give the new owners a chance. They want to support the Pine Avenue Business District. But over the weekend, they said goodbye to another remnant of Niagara Falls Little Italy's heyday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.